This is Pause Before You Play, and it's time for more game day picks from local sports fans. You're on the air. Who you got?
Actually, I'm not betting. Just chilling and watching the game.
I know that move. A pause. Sounds like you've got a winning strategy.
Exactly. After I set limits and recognized the risk, I knew it was time to stop.
Now that is responsible betting, folks. Sports are fast. Betting shouldn't be. Make a plan at pausebeforeyouplay.org. That's pausebeforeyouplay.org.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast, presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
It is Monday, February 9th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A Toledo man is facing federal charges after investigators say he threatened the life of Vice President J.D. Vance during a visit to Northwest Ohio last month. ONN's Jeff Smith has details.
The federal grand jury indicted 33-year-old Shannon Mather. He is accused of making threats against the vice president and claiming he planned to use an automatic rifle. Mather was arrested by U.S. Secret Service agents. Now, while investigating those threats, prosecutors say agents also found child sexual abuse material on his devices. Mather pleaded not guilty in federal court and remains in custody. If convicted, he could face up to 25 years in prison.
The case against a Central Ohio man possibly connected to the death of a missing Indiana teenager is moving forward. More from ONN's Bryn Canswell in Columbus.
New developments in the case involving Tyler Thomas. He is the suspect in the case surrounding the death of 17-year-old Haley Busby, who is from Fishers, Indiana. Her remains were discovered last Sunday in Perry County. Thomas's attorney waived his preliminary hearing, so now the case automatically moves to common pleas court. Right now, Thomas faces charges of pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor and tampering with evidence. So far, he has not been charged in connection with Busby's death.
Fishers, Indiana police say Thomas met Busby while playing an online video game. The assault trial for two Northeast Ohio law enforcement officers starts today. ONN's Danita Harris in Cleveland has the story.
The jury trial is set to get underway for two Northeast Ohio officers who are accused of unlawfully detaining a man. Former deputized federal agents Donald Kopchak and Daniel Lajak are each facing multiple charges, including felony abduction, ethnic intimidation, and assault. Investigators say both officers were off duty and drinking at a bar in Medina County when they confronted a man accusing him of being in the U.S. illegally. Things got violent and the victim was pinned to the ground.
In Southwest Ohio, voices opposing immigration and customs enforcement efforts converged into a protest on Saturday. Here's ONN's Jared Allen.
Organizers of a rally in Dayton joined other planned protests across Ohio Saturday, calling for an end to ICE enforcement efforts around the country. The protest came 4 days after the Trump administration was to cancel temporary protected status for Haiti, which was halted by a federal court judge. Protesters tell the Dayton Daily News they call for protected status for Haitian immigrants to be made permanent due to strife in that island nation.
An effort is underway to reverse the direction of intoxicating hemp products in Ohio. ONN's Amy Steigerwald reports.
Starting today, the group Ohioans for Cannabis Choice will make their move to try and put a citizen referendum on the ballot to stop Senate Bill 56 from taking effect. Senate Bill 56, which was signed back in December by Governor DeWine, put restrictions on products like THC sodas, only allowing them to be sold in dispensaries. Now, a push to get on the November ballot to reverse that decision is underway.
And a grassroots effort at establishing a constitutional amendment that would abolish property taxes in this state could have widespread consequences if passed. ONN's Brianna Albizu explains.
There are more than 1,300 townships here in the Buckeye State. According to the Ohio Township Association, roughly 66% of their funding comes with the collection of property taxes. Daryl Cordry, a trustee in Hamilton Township in Warren County in Southwest Ohio, tells the Cincinnati Inquirer that if the measure passes, all townships will be bankrupt within 6 months. A new proposed state bill would allow townships to become cities to impose income taxes to fund services if property taxes in Ohio are abolished.
Thanks to our television affiliates WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo for their contributions to today's podcast. ONN Daily has been brought to you by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.